Good morning. Well, I'm a tiny person, so I might as well stay here so you can all see at least half of me. Well, last Friday we had an enjoyable time together with Mike and Melissa in their home, with Don and his daughter, Brother Luke and Sister. I'm so happy to be here, and tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I'm celebrating my 50th birthday. So glad to be able to celebrate it on a Sunday here in your church, and today I'm going to sing a song for you and the Lord, if that's okay with you. This is part of my birthday internalization. And the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 18 says there's a potter and a potter's house, and there's a wheel, and on the wheel is clay, and the clay is marred with the potter's hands. So as the wheel turns around, The potter fashions the clay into an image that the potter desires. And that's what we are. We are God's handiwork. So once we become a Christian, God will allow us to undergo changes. And the person responsible for those changes is no other than God. Amen? And those changes are brought about by trials, tribulations, difficulties. Similar to the pot, it undergoes heat treatment so it will become stronger and more durable. We as Christians, we become rooted, founded, established, stronger when God allows us to undergo various trials, and God is very much responsible for allowing us to go through those. And that's how I see myself, a clay marred, changed in the hands of God. I'm not a good singer, but I will do my best, okay? This is Luke's guitar. Thank you, brother, for allowing us to stay in your place and allowing you to use your beautiful guitar.
And worthy
changed me. That's why I got so intrigued about the changes I desired that I have, that I could have the same change that he had in his life. He brought us to church, and eventually God spoke to my heart. And at the age of 14, I became a believer, a born-again Christian, a truly purified, forgiven. First thing I ever felt was joy. I grew up in a Catholic environment. All I thought was I was good enough, deserving to enter heaven because I was a good boy. My parents told me, my teachers told me that I only need to be good to enter heaven. That particular day when God saved me, I realized that I was a sinner. And all the good things that I did were nothing important. And I thank the Lord for dying on the cross. Since then, I decided to serve the Lord. At the age of 16, I enrolled at the Bible school. So yeah, at 16, I started ministering. I joined church planting team. 16, I went to the Bible school, joined the church planting team. I handled youth program in the church. And that's where I started to grow in the Lord, serving Him in a voluntary capacity as a student and as associate pastor. However, God has another plan. I was not able to finish 4 years in Bible school. I only did 2 years. But God brought me to college, finished my college degree in psychology. And before I finished college, I met someone who changed the path of my life forever. I met a missionary doctor, a lady missionary doctor, who spent 4 years of her life after finishing medicine. She spent 4 years in the mission field. And I saw this lady ministering to sick people for free for 4 years. And I was just, oh Lord God, I would like to have a wife like her. And I prayed, and I prayed. And God is gracious. He answered me. And she looked at me and saw me and noticed me. And we became friends, and she became my wife. And it changed the whole spectrum of my life. From then on, we got married in 1993 and went into missions for the next 25 years. This year, we are celebrating our 25 years anniversary. So, thank you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me in the back? Okay. Because if I speak behind this, you will just see my eyes. Okay, maybe I can turn the mic like this. Is it okay, Mike? Okay. Now, last June, my wife joined me here to celebrate 25 years of ministry together. It's a sabbatical for me to be here in the U.S. after 25 years. We have not known a vacation while we were in the mission field. Well, we all know what furlough is, right? Those are the times or sabbatical where we stop working and just rest and reinvigorate and renew our strength. And God has blessed me to be here this year to study. It's not PhD, but it's master's, brother, in theology. So I told the Friday group, I had it inversely. I had my doctorate first, then I had my master's. So, but it's my master's in theology. Now, being here is a very great blessing to me because I get to meet people. Next year, we'll be going back to the mission field and we will be doing what the Lord has called us to do. Aside from being a pastor, we are a member of Independent Baptist Church in Tarlac City. Tarlac City is about 2 hours north of Metro Manila. Philippines, the capital is Manila. 2 hours north is Tarlac City. That's where our church is located. That's the headquarters of all our movement, spiritual movement, church movement in the Philippines. So everything, the nucleus, the nerve center is Tarlac City. That's where we are. The medical mission is organized there in 2006. And we were sent out not only as pastor of a local church, but a special messenger, a special task of helping plant churches all over the Philippines. We go to churches, and through the medical missions, we create outreaches. We organize outreach teams in churches so that they can go out, mobilize them, equip them, train them, and create a laboratory where people can come and they share the gospel. And as we leave them, these people in churches would minister to these places and organize a local church. And this has been a blessing to us since we started. We have helped hundreds, literally hundreds of churches, and started outreaches all over our country. But this year, next year, we will be going back to the Philippines, but we will not be concentrated in the Philippines. We will be going out. We'll be going out to places where Christians are persecuted, where the name of Jesus is not named, where Christ is not worshipped. And these are the places where the communists are, places like Vietnam, or places like Muslim areas like Indonesia and Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, and even places like called East Timor. We are praying also for India. I can see from friends here, maybe you're from India. And we're praying for India, or even a place north of China, it's called Mongolia. And we're praying that God would send us there. But we need partners, people, churches, friends, Sunday school, who can be our partners in prayer. Partners who will not only bear the burden with us in prayer before the Lord, but also support us financially. So we are praying for people to commit to the Lord, to win souls for Christ, and be partners in the medical ministry of Independent Baptist Missions for Asians. This is not only for the Independent Baptist Missions, this is also a mandate given by the Lord. So these are pictures, and we reach needy communities. One pastor asked me, would you go to places where there is a hospital? No, we don't go to places where there is a health facility. We go to places where there are no clinics, where people are desperate, sick, needy, poor. These people need the Lord also, and we would go there. And they are bound by communists. They're in darkness, in sin, and we would like to be there to give them the light of their souls. Medical missions to win soul, plant churches, and this one thing we do, we train nationals, we train locals, we encourage people in the local church and mobilize them and equip them to be part of the medical missions. Now, we need 100 people to do that. We have our brochures there. Right after this, our brochures are located at the back. Please get one, okay? And we have shared this to the Friday group. We have prayer cards. Do get one. You have our support address. God will talk to you to support us. Please do send us your support through this address. This is so effective. Prayer is so effective. Amen? And as you may put this on your ref or in your Bible, you can scare mice or mouse or do this. But do pray for us, okay? While you hold this, we really covet your prayers. Now, Pastor, am I going to
be here for 5 minutes or 15 minutes only? Am I limited? No, okay. So I have 5 long minutes or 15 long minutes. Okay, for our message this morning, let me open our Bible. Your Bible, if you have your Bible, please open to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, Psalms 67, we will read all the 7 verses of this psalm. In the Bible school, we have a subject, Psalms. The book of Psalms, where we study all throughout the book. And one of the best book that I see, chapter, or rather, of in Psalms, is chapter 67 that speaks about missions. God shall govern the earth. Verse 1. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
God shall govern the earth. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Verse 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for Pastor Ron allowing us to be here to speak your word and share the message. We pray, dear God, that your presence be felt, your Holy Spirit place the words in your servant's mouth, and your will be heard today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of my message this morning is found in verse number 4, O let the nations be glad. Let the nations be glad. Now, man is made of several dimensions. I'm a psychology major. Man is made of several dimensions. One is physical. Number 2, emotions. Number 3, social. We are social beings, and we are also made up of a very important dimension, spiritual. Now, all this, I was asked, of all these dimensions, what do you think is the most important? And of course, Jesus answered that, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Well, loving God is a subjective thing, loving God. But there is another portion for that, that is the intellectual thing, the objective part. Now, what I want to emphasize today is gladness in nations comes about if they know God. Gladness. The nations will be glad. People will be glad. Ethnics, tribes, all over the world will feel the joy, happiness, and the delight, and the pleasure only when they know that that pleasure comes only from God. I can derive pleasure from my flesh, physically. I love to eat. Avon serves us so delicious food. Melissa and Mike, that was fantastic sausage. I love to eat, pleasure. I love to drink coffee, pleasure, delight. That's what we call joy, contentment. Well, I can also derive pleasure from having friends, relationships. I can have pleasure with my intellect, career. I could finish a master's degree, a PhD. But gladness in the nations does not rest on any of this. The gladness of the nations rests, and God is glorified when nations know Him. I would like to point on three things this morning. The first thing is that it is the will of God that nations know Him. Is that an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. In verse number 2, that thy way may be known upon earth, that thy saving health among nations known intellectually. Well, God is not honored when He is not known. God is not honored when He is ignored. God is not honored when people disrespect Him. Imagine a king in our presence. A king like, or the governor, the senator of, a senator of the United States of America come in our midst and we don't recognize him. What a dishonor would it be, right? Well, what if President Trump comes here and we don't even recognize that he is President Trump? He would be disrespected, dishonored. And this is what exactly is happening all over the world today. In tribes and people, they do not recognize, they do not know, they do not fear God because they do not know God. But it is God's will that all these nations, not only nation, geographical, political nations, but tribes, ethnic groups. In China alone, there are over 8,000 ethnic groups in China. Well, each ethnic group speaks a different dialect, and those people never has a Bible or a testimony, a witness, a Christian witness in their midst. All the more, we have all the reasons to go there and make Christ known to them. Thus, the medical mission is sent. We are not the answer, but we can spark the fire that will help open the way to make Jesus known among these people. Not only known, that the people may praise thee. God desire that people, nations, praise him. And how would that be if they don't know him? Okay? Know him, praise him, and be glad. Sing for joy in the Lord. I'm so happy to be in the USA. USA has the most number of churches. Still, every corner, there is a Baptist church. Although we grow by division, but we grow. One Baptist church, every corner. We went to Bristol, Tennessee, and there's a Baptist church, and we visit them. People are praising, worshiping God in gladness because they know Jesus. Imagine in Thailand where you are spending Christmas and nobody is celebrating for Jesus. They're not glad because Jesus came to earth. Nobody knows Jesus. In China, India, Indonesia, and we need to let these people know Jesus so that they will also be glad in the Lord. And God will also desire that the earth fear him. In verse 6, the earth shall fear. So it's God's desire that people will objectively know, objectively, and experience him. So joy in Jesus comes when we really know him personally. And that could only be possible if we introduce to them the gospel. I thank the Lord. I've been with my wife officially as a husband and her wife. We are 25 years of happiness together. It's not all bliss, but generally, maybe 65%. No, it's just it's impossible to enjoy her without knowing her, right? And she was my girlfriend even before she knew me. Is that correct? No. I only enjoy her when she notices me and we have a relationship. Same also with God. We know God. We rejoice in God. We fear God because we know Him. Secondly, the Lord desires, for not only praise and fear Him, but God blesses nations. This is the important thing in verse number 1, that God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known. Now, let me bring you back to a passage in Genesis. It's the promise of God to Abraham in Genesis 12. It says like this, "And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." God making a promise, a covenant to Abraham. This is the covenant God that made with Abram. And He said, "I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." That was the promise God made to a man. His name was Abram. Out of him came Israel. And out of Israel came Jesus Christ. Out of one man, nations were blessed. Out of one man, a nation was born. And this nation was blessed so that this nation will be a light to the nations. Now let's go to Psalm chapter number 67. It says, "God be merciful unto us, bless us." Now, to Abraham, it was a promise. But here, it's a prayer. "Lord, be merciful unto us. Bless us." And in verse 2, there's the word here that's so important. It says, that. That what? "That thy way may be known." The prayer was, "Lord, bless us. Lord, have merciful upon us. Let your face shine upon us. Make us prosperous." The purpose is that thy way may be known upon earth. Churches today will be blessed. Churches today will be blessed, just like Israel was blessed, so that nations will be blessed. But God will also bless the nations through the churches that plans to bless the nations. Amen? Well, it's not bad to pray that we will prosper, that our fields will produce, that our livelihood will multiply. "Lord, bless us. Be merciful unto us. Let our field produce so much so that the earth may know you." So God will bless us. God will bless churches, people, individuals, if we start to bless church, the nations as well. And how do we do that? We plan to engage in sending the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the nations. In summary, my friends, God wants to be known. And the nations will be happy, glad, rejoice. They will find pleasure and delight only when they know Christ. But God blesses churches. I believe God will bless people, organizations that will and are planning to bless the nations by sending them Jesus Christ. And I pray that as we work together, we will bless the nations. Let me pray. Lord, thank you so much that you allowed us to be part of that wonderful, great plan of helping reach the world, helping fulfill the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you would use frail, weak, broken vessels like us and send us to the mission field. Not all could go, but we pray that you would send some. But we pray that you would bless our people so that they too can make these nations know you by sending missionaries. I pray, God, that you would bless Pastor Ron and his church and his leadership and his people and members of this church, O Lord. I pray that you would guide them, give them all they need so that they too can bless nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have a video.